We're now coming up to the end of October, and for me at least, that means one of the biggest or fun celebrations that we have, Halloween. But I have to admit, I don't really know much about the history of Halloween. But I believe Jackie has been doing some research, haven't you, Jackie? What can you tell us about Halloween?
Yes, well, I was very surprised to discover that Halloween is in fact one of the oldest celebrations in the world. And it started over 2,000 years ago.
2,000?
Yeah. Well, the word Halloween comes from All Hallows Eve, which means...
What, the day before Hallows?
Yes, exactly, like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. All Hallows Day is in fact All Saints' Day. For Catholics all around the world, this is a special day that they have to remember saints. But for the Celts were a people living in Ireland, Scotland, and parts of Northern England.
And the Isle of Man, I believe.
And the
Isle
of Man. November the 1st was New Year's Day. But it was also the beginning of winter. And the Celts were a very suspicious group of people. And they didn't like the idea that evil spirits would come out during the long, cold winter nights. So what they decided to do was the day before their New Year's Day, they would build a big bonfire and dress up strangely and try and scare the spirits away.
Ah, okay. So that's where we get that the spirit business today. Okay.
Yes, exactly. So the idea of the bonfires and dressing up and frightening the spirits away, this has been around for about 2,500 years. But then the Catholic Church chose November the 1st for their saints. And so what we do on October the 31st, it's not a religious day at all.
Okay, so we've got the witches and the spirits, but also we have things like apple bobbing. That's nothing to do with the Celts, surely?
No, what happened was that even before the Catholic Church, the Romans were around in Britain, and they had festivals in October, autumn festivals, and one of them is... a festival that they had for the goddess of trees and fruits. So the apple games for the festival became part of Halloween.
Okay, so you've got the spirits, we've got the apple bobbing. The other thing I remember at Halloween, of course, is the lanterns. Are they Roman as well then?
No, and in fact all the shops nowadays and what we do nowadays is to have a lantern made out of a pumpkin. But in fact the original lantern was made from a turnip. It's an old Irish story of a man called Jack who apparently when he died he couldn't go to heaven because he hadn't been a good person, and he couldn't go to hell because he'd upset the devil, so he was made to wander the earth with a lantern made from a turnip. But in fact now it's pumpkins, because pumpkins are easier to find.
Well, you may say that, but I always remember my childhood in the UK, in the Isle of Man, we actually used the turnip.
Right.
We always had turnips.
Right.
It was only, I think, the pumpkins. It's because the Americans
exactly.
got involved.
Yes, exactly.
So
pumpkins,
that's where they
yes.
come from.
So what did you do for Halloween then when you were a child, Richard?
Well, we had the pumpkin. Sorry, not the pumpkin, of course, the turnip. We had the turnip, and myself and my sister used to scoop out the inside of a turnip with a spoon.
That took a long time.
Took a very long time. And then we put a candle in it. And we used to walk around the houses singing songs.
What kind of songs?
Singing a song called Hop Tunay. Then we went round the houses and asked people for money, not sweets.
Did they give you money?
Yes, of course they did, to get rid of us. But we sang songs, dressed up in costumes, people gave us money, and then we left. Great fun. But I must admit, up until now, I didn't know what the history was at all.
Yes, and of course, most people think that it's a religious festival, but it's not at all. It's a pagan festival that's been around, as I say, for thousands and thousands of years. So now we know.
Now we know.
Okay.